This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. We know now, Heavenly Father, that your word is an instrument within each and every one of our lives, and because of that, Heavenly Father, we pray that it will now move us closer to you as we understand the purpose and the plan for all of us and for all of our life. And now, Lord God, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest. Truly, you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name for its sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching by internet, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our visitors as well. We greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 9 and 10. And when you have found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen, were these words which are recorded after this manner. Therefore, we pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. You may be seated. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I want to use our topic this morning, prayer. When Jesus said, thy kingdom come, prayer. When Jesus said, thy kingdom come, we spoke of and declared one profound word in the text, and it has to deal with prayer. And prayer is something that we all have learned or should have learned, but there are times we need to recalibrate our prayer life. For certainly the pastor over some 71 years have memorized a little baby prayer and the Lord's Prayer. But our prayers are uniquely different and personal. And so I have discovered over the last several years there's a process and a principle by which we pray. But there's something that you and I must know, that even in our prayer exposition, in our prayer deliverance, in our prayer salutation and uplifting our Lord, our God, and our King, it should be personal and it should be from our heart. So that said, there's some time that we pray, those prayers can be just dangling out there because they are for someone's benefit, for glorification, and not for the one who is the object of our praise when we pray. My brothers and sisters, a question we could ask this morning is, how do we pray? And another question could be, when do we pray? Both of these questions are answered in God's infallible word. As the disciples asked Jesus the question, how do we pray? Or how should we pray? And we, my brothers and sisters, can see how Jesus, as he came to earth, he came to earth to bring the kingdom of God to men. And Jesus made it clear how things in the kingdom were very different from the things in the earth. In the kingdom of God, or in the kingdom of heaven, individuals are people who have nothing to offer God or accept it. And that is completely opposite from the things here on earth. Because those who have less than are looked down upon here on earth. But in heaven, God has a purpose and a plan for everyone there. And he looks highly upon everyone that is there. But if you reverse that dichotomy, those that are here who have less than are not looked highly upon. You are not a part of my class, so therefore you are not a part of my group. My brothers and sisters, Scripture tells us how those who are meek, peace-loving, and want what is right will finally have what they long for, because Jesus came to conquer sin and death. We see in this particular text, as Jesus taught on the mountainside, many people gathered to hear him. For there was something about Jesus always going in mountain places or high places. Jesus taught that those who followed him should never do good things just to cause attention to themselves. You're missing it, because some is misapplying that. You don't do good things just to draw attention to yourself. For the answer to that question is that good things that they do should be done in secret, just between themselves and God. So many times our desire is to let the world know what we have done for others. I'm reminded of how the rich young ruler came running to the Lord with all of the good works and things that he had done. He had done all of the things according to the law, the Mosaic law, the Ten Commandments. But Jesus told him he lacked something. Sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me. So there are times in our life when we think we're doing good works, we're looking for somebody to give us accolades right here and right now. And the Lord is simply saying, I'm watching you, because it is not about what you do, it is how you give it out. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is watching all of our efforts. He is watching all of our attributes. He is watching everything that each and every one of us do, each and every day that we live. My brothers and sisters, God sees what we do in secret. And he will reward those things as well. In other words, don't brag. Don't brag to others what you have done. Let God do the rewarding. Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come is the second of seven petitions in the Lord's Prayer. The first three address God, and the second four are prayers related to our needs as well as our concerns. God's kingdom deals with his ways, and it deals with his order. His ways and his order. So here we are saying that God's ways happen on earth as they are obeyed in heaven. And the Lord's Prayer is a model prayer that Jesus gave his disciples. One could say that this prayer was a template for all believers to follow. It was an outline. It was a guide. Yes. God is simply saying, I'm showing you how you should pray. And when he gave the example, our prayer should be personal. It's okay to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's okay. But your prayer should be personal. I have discovered that when we personally say our prayers to the Lord, acknowledging him for who he is, in a personal relationship we develop with him, because that's what he wants with us. Jesus said, this is how we pray. My brothers and sisters, when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's stop there. Our Father, Yahweh, two vowels to pronounce his name, A and E. His name in the Hebrew was said to be too sacred to be spoken. He is also Adonai. In a Jewish people use Adonai instead of Yahweh when they prayed. He is also called Elohim, the God of Israel in the Old Testament. Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim is still the name of God. So when you hear people say he is Yahweh, when you hear us say he is Adonai, when you hear us say he is Elohim, we are still talking about the one true God. Jesus at this point was directing his people to pray, and the art of praying as we, my brothers and sisters, invoke God's presence as well as God's blessing in our life. And while we are invoking his presence, God's eternal kingdom is acknowledged. Since we can never do justice in defining God, we thought we would examine God's kingdom. The word kingdom in the original language means to rule or to reign. God's kingdom is unique. It is not a human kingdom. For scripture tells us in Genesis 1 that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then the heavens was confirmed in Psalm 146 and 6. Where it says, God is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And what this tells us, Antioch, is God's kingdom existed before man was even made. It existed. God's kingdom was active. The angels were active within this kingdom order. It was God creating a home, or God creating a dwelling for himself as well as for the angels. And all of this was completed in a spiritual and a heavenly kingdom. And here is why. Earthly kingdom, my brothers and